Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McAnally reaches second base with a double. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Day scores. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing right field. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Singleton reaches third base with a triple. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill North now playing center field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Mike Marshall now pitching. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Clyde Mayshore now playing center field. Hal B.R. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woods. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Popovich moves to third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up beyond second. Popovich can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.